Welcome, everybody. Share number 1611. We'll learn today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doyev Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Rafu Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Moksa. Okay, so we are going through a little bit. We mentioned last couple of shiurim, the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos by Rav Malka in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, I was able to find the Sefer. He wrote beautiful Simen by Simen. It's actually in the middle of writing, but he goes through many, many various different cases, very similar to the Sefer Eitzur Halachos. So he brings down over there, we spoke about in the past, also a refrigerator. Now, we want to make it clear, obviously, to open the door and close the door of a refrigerator, and that's not the issue. That's what it's made for, that's what it's used for, and that's the food is there, that's not the problem. The problem is, he brings down, for example, not the problem, the case is, or the case scenario would be, it brings down, for example, like if somebody at Tabas, you know, somebody has a ring, right? Let's say there was somebody took off the ring and it slipped and it fell and it rolled behind the refrigerator. They were washing or whatever the case might be. They took off their ring and then it rolled, it slipped off the sink, corner of the sink and fell behind the refrigerator. Hey, what do we do now? Right? So the question is, could you move the fridge? Because, you got to get to the ring and there's no way to get it and whatever the case might be, or a toy. Sometimes a child has a toy and they're playing with it, and all of a sudden it rolls away, it goes under the refrigerator, and the child is very upset, so you want to move away the refrigerator to get that toy, whatever the case might be, but something fell under the refrigerator and you want to move it. Now he brings down also the same thing would be to move the whole refrigerator, and it's plugged in, of course, it's working, that's not the issue, that goes without saying. He brings down also the same thing would apply, for example, like a bookshelf or something like that. Now we're not talking about where it's attached, a question of boina and soiser. Sometimes you have questions of boina and soiser, you have questions of building and destroying, if it's attached to the walls of the house. Where that's not the issue. It's a standalone type thing, and it's not attached to anything. It's a small bookcase, and you want to just move the whole thing, as they say. Move the whole thing. Is that a question of muksa? A person puts sfarim. Let's say the place where you put sfarim, so you leave the sfarim, they're fine. But now you want to move the whole bookcase. Would that be a problem of muksa? So he brings down. There's two ways of looking at it. Lamaisi brings down that if somebody taka during the week. In Makpid, he says, brings this down on page Kuf Pei, Ois number Hey. So he says, and the heading is moving a bookcase or moving, again, in a case in time where it's not, building or destroying, it's not attached to the walls or the floor or anything like that. You could just move it during the week. You just move it here, move it there. There's no problem with that. You can move, but what about on Shabbos? So he says, if a person taka makbid during the week, right, that if somebody moves it, either the shelving or the fridge, a person's very nervous. So if they don't move it, because they're afraid that it might break, it might fall apart, right? The shelving might fall apart or whatever. Besides, it might break one, and number two, might get loosened up, the shelving or whatever the case is. So then he said, l'charu would fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasar and kis. Kevish makbid kain bakpad muchlet. So in other words, it's like the Mishmer says, if somebody's makbid, an absolute kpeda during the week, so then it's muksa machmas chasar and kis. So in that case, one would not be allowed to move the fridge or this cabinet, even though it might be a fancy ring or whatever the case is. They would have to get after Shabbos. But let's say a regular case in general, the regular standard case is, yeah, whatever, my fridge. If I have to move it, I move it. I'm not worried it's falling apart or the shelving, where I keep my sperm. If I have to move it over and move it in a different place, whatever. I'm not so worried. It's getting a mamish bakpod muchletis, like he says, an absolute. That I'm very nervous. It's going to fall apart. I move it here. I move it there. If I have to move it, I move it during the week. We're talking about during the week. So then he says it's no problem at all. It would be mutter to move the shelving. It would be mutter to move the fridge. Again, we're talking about the whole fridge, not opening the door and closing the door, moving the whole fridge to get behind the fridge or under the fridge to get the ring or to get any toy or something like that fell down. We spoke about this in the past, but he brings in also the shelving part also, and that would not be a problem. And he says it wouldn't make a difference if it's an expensive ring or some other thing which might be cheaper, whatever the case is. So Lamai said that's how he brings it down, that it would not be a problem. He brings out one other thing, which I think is a double pasha, but he says, Of course, like we said, if the opening closed the door, that's not a problem. But he says even to, if one wants to lean on the shelving, right? Let's say somebody leans on the shelving, even though it's going to move a little bit, so that also, of course, will not be a problem because if it's not muksa, right? If it's, we're going to say it's not muksa, you're allowed to move it. So then, of course, you can lean on it for sure. That's not an issue at all because even something muksa, we'll talk about how that works if somebody leans on it and they move it. But we have to get into that and see what that's all about. There's a whole question of, he brings it down, but again, I don't want to, you know, jump the gun a little bit, tultul b'miksas, sha'asa b'chol chayvitz muksa. Okay, we'll see how that, what that's all about. Okay, but just to end off today, Shia, bottom line is, if somebody has shelving, again, not attached to the wall, not attached to the floor, or a fridge or something along those lines, and something, and they're not, you know, whatever, they're not crazy makbid about it during the week, it's whatever it is, nishkafelach. So then on Shabbos also, to move these things, out of the way to get something that fell under the fridge or that fell under the shelving or whatever the case might be, whether it's expensive thing, not expensive thing, it doesn't make much of a difference, but would not be a problem on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tov.